Hello, can you all hear me? I have got a really loud voice, so I'm not sure if I need this, to be honest, but thank you very much. So for those of you that don't know me, my name's Kat Leach, and I'm in my second year as head of school at St. Chad's Church of England School, just around the corner. So Reverend Dundee just invited me this morning just to come and really just talk and share some of the fantastic things that we've been doing over the past 2 years, to really just try and get really strong connections with the school and with all of you sitting here, okay? So yeah, shall I just talk? Okay. Right then, so thank you. Okay. So I'm sure you are very, very aware, but one of the challenges that we really are facing at St. Chad's at the moment is really retaining our Church of England school and the fact that we are a Church of England school, and that's quite a lot of the work that we've been doing around the 2 years. We have an ever-growing population. The majority of our children do not speak English as a first language, and our largest ethnic group at the moment is Pakistani. And you'll see as we go through, lots of the work really that we're trying to do is to celebrate the history of our school whilst also being a very, very open and inclusive school. Okay, thank you. Okay, so here I am, a little bit about me. So I never really set out to be a head. It's something really that I have fallen into. My background's actually linguistics. I lived in France for quite a while. I was working as a translator. My mum was a very, very passionate and enthusiastic teacher. And I spent most of my childhood saying I never wanted to turn into my mother, and lo and behold, here I am. So the little girl on the right-hand side is my daughter, who's with me today. She keeps me very, very, very busy. She's desperately wanting all the time to come into school. And it's been great working in a school with children that are the same age as my daughter. And you'll see as we go through, she's been really, really useful and really helpful, haven't you, darling? Really helpful. Okay, so just a little bit about me. Okay. So, past 2 years at St. Chad's, with the help of a really, really, really good staff team, amazing governors, a brilliant executive head teacher, wonderful children, wonderful families, we really, really have gone back to basics and really, really at length thought about and reflected about why we are here and what we want our moral compass to be as a school. And lots of the work that we have been doing is really fostering and nurturing our vision and our values for our school, which I think was there but has got a little bit lost over the past few years. So it was really about having conversations about what we want to be about and what we want our children and our families and our community to be experiencing once they're in our main building. Okay, so I want to go to the next one. So we've introduced a completely new school vision, and with that, school values, which has been a long process, but we really have thought very, very hard about what our values are as a school, particularly for our community. And our school vision is firmly, firmly rooted on love God. Yeah, love God, love neighbour, love self. And from that, we have then shaped, you want to go to the next slide, our vision and our values. Now, we did lots of this work with our children and actually our families, and they were very, very open at talking about at length who we are as a school, and unanimously the words that, when we spoke about the values, the Christian values that came to light, were unanimously love, friendship, compassion and respect. And with all of that, for our children who are really young, our youngest in our nursery, right through to our oldest children and lots of our children who don't speak English as a first language, we've really shaped our school so that they can understand this vision and the values. They're not just words. We want to live them. We want to breathe them. So we've introduced something called our Love Promise, which really sits at the heart of our school and helps shape and guide the children and the staff and the community and the families using we only look after our school and each other, only ever do our best, value everyone and remember our manners and enjoy our learning. And as I take you through the next few slides, you will really see that that sits now at the heart of our school. Okay? So there they are. That's just so the children can understand them. Okay? So with that, the next journey, I suppose, has been thinking, this is the vision, these are our values, how then can we make sure that they really sit at the heart of our school so that all of the children in our care can flourish? And this is the bit now that we're still continuing to work on, okay? So collective worship for us at St. Chad's has become a real integral part of our school day. It's something that the children really look forward to, and it is very much a time in our very busy school timetable where we do come together now as a school family, switch off, and with the help of our collective worship provision, we are really starting to see that our vision and our values are driving all areas of our school life. Okay? So across 2 years, we will explore with the children 12 Christian values. And over the week, we organise now our collective worship. So they've got a very clear purpose for our children. So some of the things, I won't go into all of them, but some of the things that we have are main collective worship on a Monday, which is what I deliver, and really enjoy delivering. Tuesday, we go off into our different key stages, so our younger children will be together and our older ones are together. We have collective worship now with singing, class collective worship, and then our Friday collective worship is very much a kind of celebration for the whole school. So very much coming together as a family. Okay? Now you'll start to see that we really are thinking about how these vision and values, with the help of collective worship, can drive through all areas of our school life. And we really take a great deal of time and care thinking about how we can plan and deliver our collective worship. We very much want it to be a part of the school day that the children really look forward to, and that all of us in our school enjoy. Okay? So a big challenge for us, particularly factoring the lots and lots of our children maybe do not come from a Christian faith or background. Lots of our children maybe are newly arrived to the country and speaking very little English. We've really taken a great deal of care and thought into how we organise collective worship so that the children can really access it. So we've introduced something called a love tray, which you'll see on the left-hand side. And we've thought about how we can use different props to support the children's visual understanding. So a great deal of time was spent at the cathedral shop. They were very supportive around the selection of our Christian cross. You probably won't be able to see it on there, but we thought very carefully about the style and the images that were on that cross. The little hearts that you may or may not be able to see, the children create those at the start of every year in class, and in every collective worship they're laid on the tray in the main hall, and it really is a representation that we are coming together as a family. The little rock is a reminder that although today in collective worship we are learning about what Christians believe, we also make sure that the children are comfortable and aware that their own views, beliefs and values are also welcomed, to make sure that we've got that inclusive ethos as a school. And the images there are just so that, again, so the children can understand what we mean about that. Okay? So this year, the Love Trays has worked really well in our main collective worship, and now that's replicated in all of the classrooms. And it's very much an opportunity when we're exploring collective worship. The children can share and bring their own ideas. So the tray is very much to encourage children, maybe at home, to have a conversation with their parents. Maybe sometimes we'll see it at playtime. They'll be replicating the love tray. And it's just an open invitation for the children to share and contribute their ideas. And it's working really, really, really well. Okay. What we've also thought about this year, thinking that we are an infant school, the values that we're exploring in collective worship, the Christian stories that we're sharing, really encouraging children to understand and engage. So we've introduced lots of role play, really thought carefully about the types of books that we've got in our classrooms. So we're just trying to think about it at every level in all aspects. And these are the Bible versions that we've now got in school. So towards the left are for our very, very younger children as they go through school, for our older Key Stage 1 children. But also remembering that lots of our children are learning English for the very first time. Okay. So just to kind of then just talk really about some of the things that we do. We really are a school that wants to celebrate and embrace the children. And that's not something that they're not just empty words. We really, really do strive to make sure that happens. So some of the things now that I'm just going to talk about that we've done that the children have really, really, really enjoyed. Something called Kings and Queens. Lottie's been into a couple of Kings and Queens, haven't you? She really enjoys them. So the end of every half term, we crown a king and a queen for St. Chad's. Parents are invited into school. And it's very much a celebration of the fantastic things that the children have been doing, but also a celebration of who they are as individuals. Okay? So there we are, that's the ceremony. We really go to town, lots of dressing up. We have a lovely year two boy who acts as our general. He does the royal march. The parents arrive as normal parents. They're crowned at the end as members of the royal family. So we really do great. So something else that we've got, Head of School Love Awards. So each half term, the value that we are exploring in our collective worship, we will nominate some children at the end of each half term who we feel have really demonstrated those values. The children don't know who they are. We keep it as a surprise. And the parents receive an invitation. They're not allowed to tell their child. We ask them that they keep it a secret. And we really do a kind of big reveal at the end of our celebration collective worship. So that's what that's about. And that's just to kind of show you what it looks like in school. So something else that we've really thought about is the 12 Christian values that we will be learning about over the 2 years, thinking about how we can thread those each half term across our school. So this planner here is just an example of, I suppose, the time and care that we give to really, really thinking about how these values are going to help us shape the direction for us. Okay. I'll talk you through the slides. So it's very much thinking about the value that we're exploring, how we can link that to the children's understanding, to our local community, and activities that we can run to support those values coming to life. And on the bottom are some of the books that we have used. So The Great Women Who Changed the World was a text that we used to support the Christian value of courage. Have You Filled Your Bucket Today is a book that we used to support the value of compassion. And generosity, we use the book My Name Is Not Refugee, which is a huge issue that's very, very pertinent to lots of our families. So we very much try and shape it in a way that our children have experienced and are still experiencing. Okay. So again, just some example. So for the value, we'd already looked at compassion. We were then exploring the value service. We decided as a school that we wanted to support the charity that's at the top of the road, Upbeats Community. So Michael works there and is also a governor at school. And we did lots and lots of work around welcome boxes, and we had children and parents who have also been on the receiving end of that arriving into the country. So very much for our school, our community. We're very, very keen, we're trying, Andy, aren't we, to really strengthen the links with school and here at St. Augustine's. This was a lovely idea that our school council came up with. So we were thinking about the value generosity. We'd used a book that the children really, really connected with. And the Love Council came up with the idea of doing some fundraising so that we could purchase some flowers for members of the parish who the Love Council then came and met here. So the children now are starting to come up with some fantastic ideas around how they can live out these values in their everyday lives. Okay, just another example. Again, this all came from the council. So we were looking at the value service. We did a lot of work with the RSPCA Centre. And again, the children came up with those ideas. The RSPCA came into school and shared what they do as an organisation, as a charity. And then just said in conversation with the children how much money they are required to have and what being a charity is actually all about. And the Love Council were very, very passionate and did lots and lots of things to help the RSPCA, which we're still continuing with this year. So this was another one. We looked at the value compassion, which fell in the same time as remembrance. So again, some of our children, we went over to Chadderton Park and took part in a service there. Children wrote letters, cards. So it's very much... We would have always celebrated Remembrance Sunday, but by linking it with those values, we're really starting to see the children can make those connections. Okay, this again, just some example of some of the work. Now this one, we, lots of our planning will often be in the moment, so it's where we really look and observe our children. And what we were noticing, particularly our Pakistani girls, were having very, very low aspirations around themselves and their future. So we purposely, in collective worship, along the value of courage, put it in the context of great women who changed the world. That was a really, really successful theme. Sorry, if you want to go to the next one. And again, just to show you how in the moment we are, you won't be able to see it on here, but we actually held an afternoon where we had a show called St. Chad's Has Courage. Now, the idea came from Lottie. She was actually due to take part in a dance show and had a really, really bad fall and badly injured her nose and didn't want to do it because she said, "Oh, Mummy, I'm going to look really silly and I don't want to do it." And I was explaining to her at home, "Oh, no, darling, you know, it's about being brave and it's about having courage." And so very much Lottie inspired the children to take part in the St. Chad's Has Courage show. And we thought we maybe have 8 children. We had pretty much the whole school take part. So it was great. Really, really, really successful afternoon. And again, some of the other things that we've been doing. So along the value of courage, we had some children that very much fell into looking at David and Goliath and thinking that courage was to do with muscle strength. So we really, really tackled that. And also linked it to some gender stereotypes that we were seeing that the children had. We had lots of visitors into school that week to help with that. Okay. And really, another bit of work that we've been doing is really just to support our very, very young children during collective worship and throughout the school days to be calm, to be still, and to be reflective. And I think any of you that know young children, that is sometimes really, really, really difficult. So we've been doing lots and lots of work around mindfulness, lots of work around in our collective worship, in our day-to-day lives, how we can support the children to really find that quiet space for thought and reflection and prayer. Okay. So we've introduced our own school prayer. We've got our prayer book that the children are part of, and are invited to leave their own prayers in there. We've also introduced this year a prayer box in the main reception area, very much for governors to be part of those prayers when we have our governors' meetings. And again, I've already spoken a little bit about the council, but very much supporting the children, although they're young, to really believe and know that they can make a difference. Okay, so there they are at the council house. Have a hot chocolate meeting with me once a half term. And then again, just some examples of the links that we're still continuing to create with St. Augustine's Church. We've had lots and lots of services take place here. Okay, so we have, I think, what's Remembrance. And then again, still continuing to create other links across the community. So just last week, our reception children visited the Polish church opposite school. And there they are there. And again, I've just put this in because I just really think if any two photographs summarise what we are about as a Church of England school. So one, these are our reception children. We're learning about celebrations and weddings. So on the left, they're exploring and learning about what that would look like for Christians. And then on the right, they were looking at exploring what that would be like for Muslims. And Reverend Andy, actually it was here, wasn't it? You did the wedding service at the church. Okay. And then again, just celebrating who we are for our children. We all come from different backgrounds, different faiths, and we're very, very proud of that. Okay, and then again, just some photographs just to show really those values through the eyes of our children. And we're seeing lots of fantastic drawings with friendship, compassion, respect. And I think that one sums it up beautifully at the end. So there we are. That's kind of some of the stuff we've been up to. So thank you.
Thank you. Yes, thank you so much. It's brilliant. Obviously, I'm familiar with a lot of this being involved in the school, but it's fantastic just to see it all presented like that. It reminds you of the journey we've been on and all the stuff that's developed, all the wonderful things that happen, which is wonderful. And I was particularly struck just watching that, listening to that, the work you're doing to say the school values about love and friendship and basically doing so much work to say, what does this look like? You know, so it's all right talking about these values, but what does it look like in practice, in terms of relationships? And I think that's brilliant. It's just such an important foundational part of education, isn't it? And learning as human beings. I wonder, would you mind if we prayed for you before you go and sit down? And Jonathan, I wonder if we could pray for you too. Would you be happy to come and join us at the front? That'd be great. If a few people would just like to come and gather around, and let's just pray for Jonathan and Kat in their ministry in our church schools in this area, and for God's blessing on those schools. So we can all pray wherever we're sat, but I'll have the radio mic here, and if anybody would like to lead us in prayer, we can have two or three people leading us in prayer too verbally. So let us pray. Father, we thank you for Jonathan and for Kat and for all their staff teams as they work in this very challenging part of Derby. Lord, we pray your blessing on them. We thank you that they've been able to share with us this morning. In Jesus' name, amen.
Yeah, Father God, we thank you for the work, Father, that you're doing in St. Chad's, Lord. And Father, we just pray that you will just continue to give wisdom and Father understanding to Jonathan and Kat and Father and all that they do, Lord. And we just pray, Father, for your blessing, Father, on all the work that they do. And Lord, just continue just to use them, Father, for your kingdom and for your glory, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen. Oh.
Father, we do thank you so much for those that give themselves to work with children. And we thank you today for Kat. We thank you for all that she's shared. And we thank you for the staff at St. Chad's. Father, thank you for the way in which she has led the school and enabled them as a team to think through these things and to bless the children and to teach them about love. And we thank you too for Jonathan. And we thank you for the schools that he heads up. And we pray, Lord, that you give him great wisdom and that all those involved in our church schools, that they would know wisdom in the way that the school is led, the direction that it's going, and that you, Jesus, your love may be at the centre of all that is done. And Lord, we just pray that all of this will be done for the sake of the children, that they may grow up as rounded human beings, whatever their backgrounds. We bless the teachers, we bless the staff, and we bless the children. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Just a couple of things. As I've been sat there listening, this month I've been doing some work and some research around church schools, and one of the books and the research that I've been linking into is on 10 leading schools on spirituality, and it's all around secondary schools. And as you sat there, I'm thinking, if there's a primary one, you should be top of the list. Because actually what I'm reading and seeing about it going through everything, and going into different schools, I just want to really say that I think you have done an amazing job, and we've sort of been there around about the same time, and I've just seen coming in what a fantastic job you do, and it going through every area of the school. And as I'm saying, going around secondary schools and reading research on schools, I think they should be writing a book about you. And also Lottie, do you want to come up here? She's done a really amazing drawing which she'd love to share with you. So if I hold it up, would you like to say what the different things are? Do you want the microphone? Go on.
In the middle, there's Gabriel and she's singing, and there's God next to Gabriel, and Jesus is on the cross, and these things are candles.
And then what have you written at the top?
We love Jesus.
That's fantastic, isn't it? Should you give me a round of applause?